We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, loving viewers. It is a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotov, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Tajikistan and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea celebrate their National Day. In animal welfare news, Uganda returns more than 200 highly endangered parrots to the rainforest. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 9, is the birthday of the President of Indonesia, His Excellency Dr. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, born in Patitan, East Java, Indonesia, in 1949. President Yudhoyono has advocated the use of clean energy. His Excellency has also pledged to reduce emissions in the country 26% or more by 2020 and has supported halting deforestation. In 2008, President Yudhoyono launched the Institute for Peace and Democracy. His Excellency is also a composer who has released 3 albums, including songs such as Save Our Planet. A respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, for your commitment to the betterment of your country and world. May you celebrate a joyful and blessed birthday in the company of loved ones. And this week, as we continue the celebrations of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary on Wednesday, September 7, we're honoured to present wishes from dignitaries, celebrities and friends throughout this edition of Noteworthy News. Thank you, global viewers, for your love and enthusiasm.
除了感激以外，也祝你们电台的业务蒸蒸日上，能够为我们更多的这些老百姓做更好的服务。庆祝我们无上师电视台5周年的台庆，希望你们的电台、你们的观众能够健康快乐。我是他们的妈妈，我的那个工作服，就是那工作菜，把祝福给了母有你，不分把元气那马上发我们。
庆生日快乐，吃素环保来救地球。
News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from Chile. Since late July 2011, over 6,500 people were isolated by a snowstorm in Chile's southern Araucanía region, with the snow reaching up to 3 meters in some places. At one point, downed power lines left some 16,000 with no electricity, which also caused households to lose running water due to the freezing temperatures. Local officials and the Chilean Defense Ministry attempted to provide emergency assistance but were hampered by the difficult weather conditions.
Conveying her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested our local association members to please check with the area's authorities to see if help was needed and to go aid the most vulnerable if possible, as she said that funds for urgent necessities are available. Our Chilean association members were able to contribute nearly $6,700 of their own funds and purchased supplies to bring to the hard-hit town of Lonquimay, whose residents had called the disastrous snowstorm the White Earthquake. Cooperating with Lonquimay's municipal officials and the humanitarian aid group Hogar de Cristo, the relief team carried out a plan to assist local families and the elderly in the Andes Pehuenco area. 200 boxes of food and other supplies were distributed, including rice, noodles, beans, salt, sugar, sauces, tea, matches, and socks. Receiving the items, local residents and the region's mayor expressed their gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai. With thanks for the Chilean officials' timely help to those in need, we join in appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving concern and our association members' diligent efforts and generous hearts.
Our prayers for the protection of all affected residents and that such extreme situations subside as we strive for gentler treatment of one another and the ecosphere.
Persist in Argentina and Paraguay. Environmental group FUNAM has cited an unprecedented environmental catastrophe in the 30 fires that have burned more than 40 million hectares in Argentina's Córdoba province, some 700 kilometers north of Buenos Aires. With drought conditions and high winds that have spurred the flames, over 500 firefighters working in the affected regions have not been successful in bringing the blazes fully under control. Inhabitants of towns in Punilla Valley have been forced to evacuate, with flights suspended in places like Córdoba's airport due to blazes burning too near the landing strips.
The Argentine newspaper La Voz also stated that wildlife losses to these fires were extremely lamentable, given that deforestation over the past 15 years had made natural ecosystems ever more rare. Meanwhile, concerns were also being raised in neighboring Paraguay, where the intentional annual burning of land for grazing livestock is being associated with not only an increase in respiratory illnesses, but also fires that are burning out of control. While it saddens us to know of the losses in both Argentina and Paraguay, we send heartfelt thanks to all those working tirelessly to extinguish the flames. Our prayers for the preservation of animals and humans alike through our more considerate care of the earth.
Earthquakes shake Tonga, Samoa, Panama, Mexico, South Sandwich Islands, Japan, and Russia's Far East. On Monday, September 5th, Tonga and nearby American Samoa Island were rocked by a strong quake measuring 6.3 on the Richter scale, centered 73 kilometers northeast of Hihifo, Tonga. A 5.9 magnitude tremor then struck 210 kilometers south of David, Panama, followed soon after by an aftershock of magnitude 4.9. Also on Monday, northwestern Mexico was rocked by a 4.5 magnitude tremor, 93 kilometers northeast of Culiacan, Sinaloa. A quake measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale then occurred in the South Sandwich Islands region, 77 kilometers north of Visokoi Island.
In Asia on Tuesday morning, a magnitude 5.1 quake rumbled off eastern Japan, 153 kilometers southeast of Iwaki in Fukushima Prefecture. The next day, a 5.2 magnitude tremor shook the Komandorsky Islands region in Russia's Far East, as it hit 198 kilometers northwest of Nikolskoye. Also that day, the Philippines experienced a 5.1 magnitude quake centered 56 kilometers northeast of Surigao, Mindanao. Fortunately, none of these events resulted in initial reports of damage or casualties, and no tsunami warnings were issued.
We thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-jolted regions. May such potential disasters be lessened as humanity fosters harmony with all life as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish and birds.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
tôi ra đời hồng hào cho núc ních, tôi cùng mẹ vui chơi. À, người nhìn tôi ưu ái khen tròn trịnh sinh ơi, mỗi ngày người qua thăm đem nước mắt sông ngon. Ồ, mẹ con tôi cảm kích hàm ân trọng nghìn vàng, tôi sống đời êm đẹp trông che chở của bầm bơ như hùng voi, dồn bẹp thân bé nhỏ vào giỏ em rụng rơi, không phương gì chăn trở. Ôi địa ngục nào đây, tôi hãi hùng lên xía. Mẹ ơi, mẹ cứu con, bảo vệ chút đời tôi non bé. Mẹ tôi kêu nào hùng, mắt đẫm tràn thế lương, trời cao không chưa hết nỗi đau đớn đoạn trường. Chỉ là bán buôn mai này thân tan nát, thịt xương tôi cực hình cho người vui hê hà trong tiệc rượu linh đình. Con người và con ai tôi chúng thọ đời dài cho gia đình sum họp khỏi đau đớn. Kiếp kiếp được làm người cho đừng sanh làm lợn, nhân phố trà vây hoài.
Go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 502. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
President inaugurated in Sao Tome and Principe.
In a ceremony conducted during a special session of the National Assembly, President Manuel do Espírito Santo Pinto da Costa was officially sworn into office. The president, who was elected by popular vote for a second time following his leadership when the island nation first attained autonomy 21 years ago, was congratulated by dignitary guests that included President Pedro Pires of Cape Verde, President Goodluck Jonathan of Nigeria, and Equatorial Guinea's President Teodoro Obiang Nguema. In an inaugural address, President da Costa affirmed his intention to maintain cooperation with the government and National Assembly as the best way to ensure unity and stability for the country. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, for your re-election to office. May your leadership be successful in serving the highest goals and happiness of the San Tomean people.
Tragedy strikes the hockey community as plane crashes in Russia. On Wednesday, September 7th, a plane carrying top players of the Russia's Yaroslavl Lokomotiv ice hockey team crashed shortly after takeoff from Yaroslavl in a flight headed to the Belarusian capital of Minsk for the Continental Hockey League's first game of the season. Of the 45 people on board, 36 passengers, including coaches, staff, and team members of Russian, German, Swedish, Slovakian, Czech, Belarusian, and Latvian nationalities, as well as 7 airline crew members, were confirmed dead. While doctors fought to save the lives of 2 survivors, hockey player Alexander Galimov and crew member Alexander Sizov, both were reported on Thursday to be in critical condition. As the international hockey community reacted in shock and grief to the loss of beloved athletes, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev sent condolences and traveled to the site on Thursday to pay official respects. The cause of the crash is being investigated, with President Medvedev also calling for industry reforms to improve safety.
Меня оставили, сказали, что чтобы я сыграл здесь игру с молодежной командой. И потом присоединился бы через день к первой команде. Ну, в каком-то смысле, да, но я на это внимание особо стараюсь не обращать, потому что трагедия такая у 40 семей, можно сказать, у моих друзей.
We join in sorrow for the loss of talented, precious lives and send our sincere sympathies to the families of those who perished as we pray for the soon recovery of the 2 survivors. May all travelers be blessed with safe journeys and warm reunions with loved ones. Save Our Planet, the humanitarian support unit of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, on September 5, 2011, warned of drought that is threatening to cause food shortages for some 6,000 people on several islands near Papua New Guinea as critical harvests are lost.
Save Our Planet, presenting meteorological compiled data for the first 3 quarters of the year, U.S.-based Huffington Post reports on September 3, 2011, that the nation has already endured a record 10 weather catastrophes, costing more than $1 billion U.S. dollars each, including 5 tornadoes, massive fires following drought, and extreme flooding.
Save Our Planet. As reported on September 6, 2011, in China, millions of fish were found perished in some 9,000 fish farm tanks along the Minjiang River in Fujian Province, which officials said was due to suffocation from low oxygen levels following torrential rains during a recent typhoon.
Hi there, I'm Bayarma the Water Buffalo, and I'm enjoying the earth-saving vegan diet. Today, I have a household tip. A simple method to repair a cracked ceramic tile can save you the job of replacing the entire piece. Using a toothpick, fill in the crack with epoxy glue, removing any excess. Paint over the glue using a matching color. After it dries, coat the paint with clear urethane, similar to the gloss of the tile, for best blending. This will protect the color and keep it clean. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In cultural news today, September 9th is the National Day of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, observing its founding in 1948. The Geumgangsan National Park, the country's largest national park, contains the famous Geumgangsan, also called Diamond Mountains. It is referred to as Land of 12,000 Miracles, one for each of the 12,000 pinnacles. On this day, Tajikistan commemorates its independence attained in 1991. More than 90% of this Central Asian country west of China is covered with scenic mountains. The Tajik National Park is the vastest protected area in the region, containing one of the highest lakes in the world, Serez Lake. A land of many ancient cities, Tajikistan is home to the archaeological site Serez, which has remnants of 3rd and 4th millennium BCE human settlements and is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. We wish the people of North Korea and Tajikistan memorable national days. Up next on Noteworthy News, more than 200 beautiful parrots are returned to nature in Uganda. We'll go for a quick bicycle ride around the park. Stay tuned for benefiting news on Supreme Master Television.
Congratulations on 5 years of successful television with the Supreme Master Television. And we wish you success and that you'll continue to produce these shows, because I think they are truly inspirational. They do inspire us to love more, to have peace, and also to be concerned about the environment. So it's wonderful that the Supreme Master Television came about.
My name is Commissioner Frank Avila.
I'm Sherry Avila.
E-Veg, go green to save the planet. God bless you.
I am Caroline DeMore, and
I am Bobby Alt.
And we are both vegans, and we just wanted to say happy 5th year anniversary to Supreme Master Television. World Vegan.
World Peace.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illustrious news for a remarkable world. In animal welfare news, Uganda returns more than 200 highly endangered parrots to the rainforest. The African grey parrots were sent back to nature by wildlife officials at Kibale National Park in the western part of the country. They were part of a group of 270 birds that had been rescued by police. Otherwise, they could have been illegally transported to other countries to be sold. The very intelligent avians had spent the previous 6 months being monitored and rehabilitated. Our profound gratitude, Ugandan Police and Wildlife Authority, for your rescue and care of these cherished messengers of the divine. We pray the day will soon arrive when all precious beings flourish in freedom and happiness with God's manifold blessings.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Pretzel Stand.
A little old lady sold pretzels on the street corner for 25 cents each. Every day a young man would leave his office building at lunchtime, and as he passed the pretzel stand, he would leave her a quarter but never take a pretzel. And this went on for more than 3 years. The two of them never spoke. One day, as the young man passed the old lady's stand and left his quarter as usual, the pretzel lady spoke to him, "Sir, I appreciate your business. You are a good customer. But I have to tell you that the pretzel price has gone up to 35 cents now."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on vegan orange chocolate mousse torte with raw vegan chef AJ on vegetarianism, process, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Oh my gosh, this is the best dessert I've had in a long time. Thank you for sharing the recipe. Absolutely love it. Claudia from the United States.
Thanks so much for sharing. I'm going to try this today. Fewer from the Netherlands.
Enthusiastic Claudia and friend from the Netherlands. It's great to hear from you. Amazing vegan chef AJ's raw torte looks absolutely delectable. It's fantastic that plant-based desserts can be so healthful, fun to create, and delicious. with our best wishes and heaven's love to you and the forward-thinking people of the United States and the Netherlands.
Do you have a hard line today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/Heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's light shine evermore on you and your loved ones.
Certificate of Honor presented to Supreme Master Television. On behalf of the state of California, I congratulate Supreme Master Television on its 5th anniversary celebration. Your outstanding contributions through efficient telecommunication technology and programs that promote excellence in humanity, animal welfare, and green living are invaluable to our society. I also commend your efforts to inform viewers around the world by featuring programs in over 60 languages with over 40 language subtitles. I wish you many more years of success. Gavin Newsom, Lieutenant Governor.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A new index released by international charity Save the Children ranks Switzerland, Finland, and Ireland as the best countries for child health care, with the index also intended to benefit lower-rated countries through a United Nations appeal for more trained medical staff.
As one of his first actions in office, Peru's new president, Ollanta Humala, signs a law that requires energy and mining companies to consult with local indigenous communities before initiating projects that could adversely affect the environment and their lands.
Japan's new health minister, Yoko Komiyama, calls for the government to raise taxes on tobacco and to increase the price of cigarettes to encourage citizens to quit the harmful habit, as she also asks that the revenues go toward continued post-tsunami reconstruction for the nation.
Saying that he is the longest-held political prisoner in the Americas, the Uruguay-based Mario Benedetti Foundation honors detained Native American activist Leonard Peltier with the group's first International Human Rights Award.
U.S. researchers demonstrate that an alloy made from the rare substances antimony and gallium nitride has suitable electrical properties to enable solar light energy to split water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen, a finding that could convert water into fuel.
The World Health Organization announces that the fatality rate of newborns worldwide decreased from 4.6 million in 1990 to 3.3 million in 2009, while urging for existing cost-effective interventions to be applied for survival rates to be raised even further.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.